So joining us is Adam Carolla, who I have a man crush on. Adam has a live podcast with Gina coming up February 27th, 8 p.m. at the El Portal. When is it? That's Saturday night.
Yeah, that's the night after our anniversary show.
So you're doing the anniversary show, then you're going
to
that.
Hell yeah, I live for this. Also, your Take a Knee episode with Adam is up right now. And you can go to adamcarolla.com/archive and subscribe. Get all the Take a Knees, all the archives. And your interview with Adam is up right now.
Yeah, had a blast that day. Adam made me cry. Adam, welcome to the program again.
Always great to be on the program.
So, Adam, we have a hot dog that's made by Pink's Hot Dogs at the original location, and each one of us suggested an ingredient that go on the hot dog. And there's chili, there's grilled onions, there's mustard, there's French fries, there's all this stuff. So we're doing the anniversary show this weekend, and the Gloria and Pink's will be down there selling the Mark in the Morning hot dog. Problem is, they can't cook the French fries on location because it's a health hazard, so we're doing Fritos on it. Now, do you think, like, for example, if you were putting together an Adam Carolla hot dog, what would be on it? What would not be on it?
Well, forgive me for sounding sort of presidential here, but the first thing I start off with is a heaping helping of pride.
America!
Yeah, that's right. Then for me, I like the Chicagoan style of hot dog, and that's the mustard, the relish, the onions, and the pickle on there with the celery salt. Anything but ketchup. I don't know if you guys read this article out of JAMA just recently. Dr. Drew shared it with me, but if you enjoy ketchup on your hot dog after the age of 9 years, you are clinically retarded. Did you guys see that? It's a trial that just came in out of Stanford. I don't know if you saw
it. I haven't seen that.
Yes, it's true.
Now, you know, Adam, look, I for one, for a hot dog, it's 3-1 mustard, but I do like a little bit of ketchup in there just for the flavor.
And you, my friend, are retarded.
Now, wait. No. It's the spectrum disorder is what they call it. You know what I mean? You can have a dusting. You can be 1/4 retarded like you are with the ketchup. You know what I mean? It's like Down syndrome. It's a spectrum disorder.
Now, wait, Adam, I'm assuming you're a man that enjoys a French fry. What do you put on that?
Actually, it's the inverse with French fries, which is ketchup makes you a genius. Mm. What turns you into semi-retarded is if after the age of 9 you put mayonnaise on your French fries.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a clinical, what they call a marker in the clinician's work. Wow.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Adam Carolla. Now, we talked about this earlier. Whenever we go to Dodger Stadium, Dodger dogs, Mikey does 4. I only do 2. How many do you do, Adam?
I do 0 because I am fundamentally opposed to Dodger Stadium because they do the worst hot dog on the planet. By the way, close your eyes and picture this. Have you ever seen a Jew eating a Dodger dog? No. Only Mexicans, because they don't know anything about hot dogs. They think it's a salty churro.
Churro.
As Adam says, they're not so much hot dogs as they are meat sticks.
Oh, man.
Yes.
This is the
best. No Jew on the planet that's ever enjoyed a Dodger dog. And nobody from Chicago.
Adam, not one Jew has ever had a Dodger dog and enjoyed it. Not one.
Hand of God.
Google
look
it.
It up.
Yep.
Look it up. Google it.
I'm Googling.
If you don't believe me, then Google it.
All right. So now, Adam, this brings to mind then, we've got the Rams coming to L.A. Oh, what God. Should they call the Rams hot dog?
Thank you. The Ram Rod.
That will be a missed opportunity if they don't do that.
They are fools if they call it anything other than the ramrod.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just putting dog at the end of everything, putting your team name first and then putting dog second is the lowest form of creativity. But the ramrod, which I've been pushing for many years, would be a great name for a dog.
Yeah. Now, if you just joined us, we are speaking with Adam Carolla. So, Adam, this morning, I basically hung up on her. I had an interview with Snooki. And she's got a television show with her husband where they buy a house and they fix it up and then sell it. Mm. Snooki is involved in your world now.
That's right. Well, I've always wanted her to enter my world, so now we're finally occupying the same space. These people, look, not to disparage Snooki, but isn't this the last outpost of all failed celebrities? I mean, doesn't Vanilla Ice do this? Doesn't everybody eventually, when the wheels come off the career wagon, they do some show where they essentially strap a GoPro to their ass and watch a place in Florida? Like, it's not that they have any inherent interest in doing remodeling or design or refurbishing houses. It's the last stop on the career line before you head to wherever they make the hot dogs and put the fries on there and actually fly.
You can see why I have become a fan of this gentleman. He has a unique talent to do what he does. I can just tell you that the number one stop for you is the Adam Carolla podcast. Gina is a part of it. And the entire show is Adam just going off on what... Well, he just did it for 5 minutes. It's why I'm a fan. Also, he invited me in for Take a Knee. This is one of his podcasts where he brings in people who have been relatively successful, and he asks questions. And I had the best time. Gina,
don't be modest, by the way. You can just say successful.
Successful. Yeah, okay.
They've all been insanely successful, exactly. Mark, until we got to you. But before you, it was Norman Lear and Terry Crews and some real successful folks.
Now, I will also tell you, and I've not seen it because I've been told you'll see it at the anniversary show. Adam did a video for us.
Uh-huh.
And Gina said, Mark, you need to be standing on the stage when the video rolls.
You're going to want to be present for this one.
So check it out now. In fact, if I'm in town or when I'm in town, I want to come to one of these. But the Adam Carolla Live podcast is at the El Portal Theater, February 27th at 8, with newly added special guest Soledad O'Brien.
I knew you were going to butcher that. Soledad O'Brien is the guest. It's going to be awesome. El Portal Theater in North Hollywood. That is Saturday night, the night after the Mark in the Morning anniversary show.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
Yes.
Soledad O'Brien is
a respectful news person. She's a news... Yeah, I'm going to be intimidated. God,
I have no idea who this person is, and I will not be embarrassed.
Well, I like Soledad.
That's the ketchup on the hot dog.
It's going to be a great show. It's at a beautiful theater. So make it a double that weekend. The Mark in the Morning anniversary show. Then head over to El Portal for the Adam Carolla Live podcast. We're going to have a blast.
When I was driving over, Adam got in my car. We're driving over to go see his Paul Newman cars. Yeah. And I'm talking to him. And I said, so how's the wife? How's things? And he goes, well, she is just, she's a chilled person. Oh. And I'm kind of not, because I'll say things to her like, well, did you call the plumber? No, I haven't gotten around to the plumber at this point. How is she, Adam?
She's good. We just had a lovely exchange in the driveway as I was pulling out, because the cleaning people, the people who clean the house, were sitting in the driveway waiting for me to leave, because all I've ever said was, I will pay for everybody to come to this house. I just don't want them here when I'm here. Because I have walked into my bathroom at 9:30 in the morning to have a heavy-set Guatemalan woman be in my bathroom scream as I turn the corner and walk in a towel. And I thought, either I'm going to pay for it or someone else can clean it. But either way, it can all go down when I'm gone. So, yeah, if I'm on the road. I'm leaving right now. I've had to leave the morning at this morning at 8:15. Anyway, it's one of the many reasons Joe Coy's divorced. Let's focus on that.
All right, listen, if you want a daily dose of this, go to the Adam Carolla podcast. It's exactly that. Adam, I love you, and you're welcome in here anytime, my friend.
Thank you for having me. Gina, I'll see you in about 5 hours.
Yep, see you in a few hours. Bye.
The Adam Carolla Show.
See you in 4 and a half.
Okay, perfect.
The Adam Carolla Live Podcast, El Portal Theater, February 27th, 8 p.m. Newly added special guest, Soledad O'Brien.
Nice. There you go.
I've never heard of this person in my life, and wow. I refuse to be embarrassed about it.
You should. She's a looker, too.
Yeah, she's very pretty.